millennials.
They get triggered easily, and they like to snap their fingers instead of applauding because that can be a trigger.
Millennials are not a big fan of condoms, according to new research.
Oh, yeah, that is so hot.
Oh, yeah.
Percentage of those wrapping up their rascal is falling.
Wrapping up their rascal. Like Keith putting his wheelchair away for the winter.
We all know condoms can be constricting. They don't feel organic, and they can be unsexy, but there's a downside to not wearing a condom.
What's that?
Chlamydia is up. Gonorrhea is up. Syphilis is up.
Oh.
All these sexually transmitted diseases are on the rise because millennials do not like condoms.
And thank the almighty that I've never danced with any of these. What's the worst one out of all of them?
I don't know. Of these three? I've never had any of them.
Chlamydia, gonorrhea, or syphilis. What's the one that makes it real burning? Like Bernie Sanders.
I don't know.
What's the one that stings? Mike?
I think it's... Isn't that gonorrhea?
Is it?
I don't know. I wouldn't know, but I'm guessing. I'm guessing it's gonorrhea. Gonorrhea sounds like it would burn.
Is like HIV not a concern anymore? Is that not a thing anymore? Because I remember back in high school, with health class and everything, it put the fear of God into me. I was almost convinced I was going to get HIV.
Like if you looked at a vagina without sunglasses on, boom, pregnant.
Yes.
Boom, AIDS. That's it.
I was either going to have a kid or like die of some horrific sexually transmitted disease. Nowadays they don't care. No Mm-mm. condoms.
I mean, remember like health class? They'd show you all these pictures of like the worst cases of
it looked like those clickers from The Last of Us.
Yes.
You're like, really? That's something you fight off in a post-apocalyptic timed frame. That's not something that happens between my thighs.
Yeah. I was very, very scared.
I put together a 6-man strike team to take one of those things down. That looks like a bumper cauliflower crop. Oh, yeah, Josh is right. Gonorrhea includes painful urination, abnormal discharge from the penis or vagina, and men may experience testicular pain, and women experience pain in the lower belly. Sometimes it has no symptoms. Can be treated with azithromycin.
Total coincidence that I knew that.
Total coincidence.
I would just love to hear from some millennials that,
are not
using condoms.
Skin to skin or it ain't going in. Yeah. Syphilis, it says here, causes painful sores. Oh, God, don't read that one.
Right. Ooh. I guess if it can be cured with, like, some sort of pill, then, you know, okay, good. But what about, like, the more serious stuff?
Oh, Mike, look at this guy. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's bad.
It's like you said, the millennials, they don't smoke. They can be very health conscious in certain ways, you know. They probably, smoking's not a thing anymore, really.
Yeah, they're real good about certain stuff things. These days. They're eating cleaner. They're taking better care of themselves than prior generations where my mom and dad would use one cigarette to light the next and kids are drinking at 15. Except they're just going all natural.
I would love to have unprotected sex with a millennial. I would love to have unprotected sex with a millennial right now.
Write that down. Maybe sometime next year. Josh would like to have unprotected sex with a millennial at some point. Uncensored
totally.
4. It's just 2 hours of Josh smashing with a millennial.
I'm so clean.
And I don't know if anybody can speak to condoms. Have they improved at all in the past 20 years?
I don't know. I mean, you see those ones they call like ultra thin now. They
don't
got
ask
all that.
Me.
I mean, who the hell knows?
Yeah, there's always like this new one that's supposedly like, oh, it feels like there's nothing there.
Yeah, it's like a fishnet.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's just, I can't say it. I'm going to get
Millennials aren't a big fan of condoms.
Sassy.
Chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis all up. Ugh. Sexually transmitted diseases on the rise. I guess they're really not worried about pregnancy because of maybe the pill.
Hey, Doc, something's going on with my donger. Every time I go to the bathroom, it just feels like, something's going on. I'm pretty woke. My junk feels kind of woke right now.
Yeah, and I guess, like I said, maybe, back in high school, I was with health class, I mean, and HIV and all that, and health class, they kind of put the fear of God into you. Like, if you don't wear one, you're going to, die of some horrific disease.
Your
or
skin was
going to
fall off. You're just going to bleed from your ears. You're guaranteed to have a baby. Like, just a guarantee. You're definitely having triplets at the age of 14. It was horrifying, man. Do health classes still not drill that into your head? Because I remember, like Mike said, they showed you images of worst-case scenarios.
Well, here's the text. It says, I'll never forget these three words from health class. Frothy green discharge.
Oh, yeah.
Unless right? I'm at a
right?
smoothie
Isn't that
bar.
Enough? Isn't that enough?
Frothy green.
Somebody wrote, millennials don't use condoms because it requires effort to go get them.
Yeah. Ha! Yeah, it's kind of awkward sending your mom out to pick them up and pay for yourself.
Have a buddy who never uses a condom, and when we went to the pharmacy so he can get Plan B, and I kid you not, the pharmacist asked him the usual because he gets it so often.
Plan B, or as I like to call it, Plan A.
22 years old. I work on a ship for a large shipping company. One of the other crew members didn't use a condom while, quote unquote, socializing in Sri Lanka. Ended up with a genital wart that looked like a barnacle.
Oh, yeah. Any foreign nation, even our own, it's just a cesspool of disease.
Millennial checking in said, I never really thought about it. Out of the hundreds of times I've had sex, I've probably only worn a condom about an eighth of the time. I hate them. So far, I've been lucky. No kids, no STDs.
How do you know, roll that dice? Like, okay, I get that how you know you don't have a kid because there's no kid, but there's just a lot of people like, hey, I don't feel nothing. Nothing must be happening.
Maybe he went and got tested. You got to get tested.
Your bees are a petri dish of awful. I mean, I was reading into a bunch of these things afterwards, the syphilis and the gonorrhea and all. Like, you can never have a symptom. Ever. Ever!
Yeah, what's the one that...
It lies in wait.
Didn't Al Capone go crazy?
Yeah, he had syphilis and he went insane.
Yeah, you get a syphilitic brain.
That's what I understand. Like, if you read about Renaissance-era England, like with Henry IV and the V and the VI, they were all so inbred and insane that bastion of human civilization was just ruled over by total lunatics.
Yeah.
Because they had brain syphilis and... they were seeing things that weren't there, and their eyes were on the side of their head like iguanas because everyone was mega inbred. So now we turn to you, the Hot Topic night manager. What's the deal? Let's go to you, who's been holding the longest here. Ian, we appreciate you holding, my friend. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
And how old are you, Ian?
I'm 20.
Okay, so you fall into the category of a millennial. Where do you stand on this? Strapping up or just rolling the dice?
You just roll the dice, man.
You don't wear a condom?
No.
Boy.
You're not worried? Do you have any worries? Like, do you ever just wake up the next day or maybe, you know, out of nowhere, you just get, like, giant sense of worry about anything, or you just don't care?
I mean, I've never really had any issues with it, never caught anything, but, I mean, I do have a daughter.
Okay.
Oh, there
well,
you
there's
go.
That. There's
that's,
that.
That's a pretty big result of the whole not strapping up.
How
thing.
Old is your daughter?
She's 2.
Okay.
Okay.
So
all
maybe
right.
If you would have worn a condom, you know, you wouldn't have your daughter.
Yeah. Nice going.
Well, I mean, that's horrible to say. Maybe he loves his daughter and he's happy she's here. You know
we'll
what
raise
I mean?
Her.
But it can be tough. Like, you know, it could be tough, right?
Well, yeah, definitely.
See.
Cool.
See.
Very
right.
nice. Thank
Good
you for
talk.
The call. I can't wait for her first words to be yeah.
Yes, the words just dribble out of your mouth.
God, like a leaky faucet of words.
Mr. Thomas, cats and peanuts. I was like, got a baby.
Jesus Christ. Let's go to Brian, Mount Airy, line 2. Good morning.
Morning.
Where do we start?
Yeah, well, one, I hate my generation. They all suck. But, when I was 16, I think I bought a 12-pack of condoms and... I just had to throw them all, but, well, let me see, actually. I bought 12, threw 11 of them away because they all expired.
They all expired? Oh, just from just lack of opportunity?
Oh,
or
man.
From a lack of using them?
Lack of using them, but I never had any worries or any issues with STD or pregnancies because, unlike a majority of my generation, millennials, I didn't sleep around or get with a lot of different girls or cheat or anything like that, which is pretty rampant in my generation. Millennials are all about the immediate gratification, and they don't care about consequences.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
So you had like a steady girlfriend or something.
Josh is all steamed up.
Yeah, I'm actually 22 and engaged to be married next year.
Love still exists in this 2016.
Well, thanks for the call.
Thank you so much. Just a generation of orders. Let's go to Justin in Bel Air. Good morning, my millennial friend.
What's going on, fellas? How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm putting laundry away after listening and laughing with you guys all morning. The whole millennial stereotype time frame kind of bothers me because I don't vape. I smoke cigarettes. I have a conscience. There's no instant gratification. And I rap before I tap every time.
There you go.
Rap before you tap. Oh. Rap before you tap. Huh? You using a dryer sheet? Are you using a dryer sheet?
No.
Millennial.
It's a Trojan. It's like a bronze kind of thing. Like not super ultra thin, but it's like a ribbed or whatever.
Nice.
Mm. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's these. You know, okay. So my definition. I don't know what you guys looked up for definition of millennial, but to me, millennials are people who are like '90s babies, born in the '90s to now. People who don't know who Tupac, Biggie, who really don't know who the hell Kurt Cobain is. You know, those kids are millennials.
I want nothing to do with them. Get off my lawn. Hey, good on you for doing your own laundry, though, bud. You got your own place? You doing your own thing?
No, unfortunately, I have suffered a knee injury and been doing surgery. I'm one of the few of who don't like to study and stuff, so I'm supposed to be a massage therapist. I've been working 7 days a week. I'm living at home with mom and dad because grandmas need extra attention. So,
gotcha. Who this guy? All right, Mike's going to put you on hold. You come over here and you rub my... Yeah.
Ray of hope.
Just one bright star, a dark night of triggering. Let's go. Oh, let's real quick, Nadee, real quick, because we got to jump in like a minute or so. It's Nurse D, and you give the tests and read the results for people that have a little something that's gone bad in the mix.
You know what's awesome? It's Scott's favorite place. I used to work at Patient First. So it's super convenient. We do full, you know, STD panel, and is mostly younger generation millennials that just come in and they're like, oh, I had a Tinder date, or oh, I had this, or live by the campuses, and they don't. The worst is
That's an ingrown hair, right?
Yes. The worst was a girl found out from a guy that, you know, pressured her or whatever to, you know, go stand without one, found out she got it, tried to call her. She's crying, and then the worst part about it was she called me back crying even more, and I was like, what? And she's like, well, he doesn't want to see me anymore, but wants me to get him a prescription of Doxy. And I was like, nope, can't do that.
Come in and do your own dirty work, you nefarious
son
of a
bitch. I thought with, like, the plan B, too, didn't you need to have, like, the girl with you, or is that not the case or something like that?
No, you can, with the plan B, you can actually buy that over the counter, but I just want to get this, if there are millennials listening, you know, guys, I know it's instant gratification. Even us old folks have done it once in a while. It's not worth it. For girls, there's no symptoms, especially for gonorrhea and chlamydia. Gonorrhea, guys will get, like, the pus, discharge, whatever. But girls, wait, stop, hold on. I'll go real fast. But the girls, they can get pelvic inflammatory disease, and they can become sterile. So I know it's fun, I know it's whatever, but it's not worth it in the long run. It's just not.
There she goes. Nurse D doing the Lord's work. Love the D.
Yeah, Mike, save her number. I like Nurse D.
Yeah, Mike, I'm going to put her on hold. Let's talk to her next week when we get time. Not now. We got to jump to news. Want to talk about that green frothy discharge.
Oh. Did they say frothy?
Frothy.